Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm out at a park taking a walk. Brother James and I parked here. We got gospel signs on our van, and it's a park that we've been at before and had lots of witnessing. In fact, yesterday, a woman walked by the van and commented on the signs, and I was able to talk to her for a while, give her some truth, give her the gospel. And so, praise God for that. It happens all the time, and to God be the glory for it all. So I just thought today I would talk about a little something that I saw, a concept we probably all know and you've heard. You probably heard you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I saw that today, not literally with a horse, but I was looking at a water spigot, and I told Brother James, I said, you know, I have a skirt and a shirt to wash. I think I'll wash that. And as I was looking at the water spigot, a man walked over with a little dog, a little puppy. And he turned it on, and the water's flowing, and the dog's just like not paying attention to it. And so the man's like flicking his hands in the water, trying to get the dog to come over. Dog didn't want nothing to do with it, so he kind of pulls the dog over there. The dog sniffs it, turns and walks away. And I was sitting there going, you know, it's kind of like what we see when we give out the Word of God. Somebody might say, oh, hey, I'm interested. But then you give them all the truth, and they're not really interested, and they turn and walk away. Or you could just be shining your light, handing out gospel cards, and people are like, oh yeah, yeah, whatever, and they turn and walk away. Well, what I want to encourage us, sisters, not to be discouraged, because it's not us and what we do. That man tried everything he could to get the dog to drink, but he couldn't force him. We could try everything we want to try to get people to love the Word of God and come to the Lord, but we can't force them. The scriptures say in, hold on, John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. So we see by that, somebody has to have a willing heart, and God will draw him, and then they will hear and they will want the truth. But if they're not being drawn by God, then they obviously don't have a willing heart. They're not willing to die to self. They're not willing to lay down their idols or anything for him. And so no matter what you do, how you present it, you're not going to be able to give them the truth and have them receive it. Because we know God does blind people's eyes and make them deaf to the word. And he'll hide his precious truth from those who might just waste it. And he's only going to allow those to see and hear who have a willing heart that he's drawing to him. And so I just want to encourage us in that, because I know Brother James and I, throughout the years of our ministry, especially in the beginning, you know, we would try all different kinds of ways, and then sometimes we'd be a little bit discouraged if somebody seemed like they wanted it, and then they just kind of cast it away and did nothing with it. And then you always, like, as we grow in the years, we see it's the Word of God, and we just plainly give it out. We get people, oh, you're doing it this way, you're doing it that way, you're not doing it right, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, or whatever. But no matter what or how you do it or what you do, as long as it's all biblical, it's not going to matter if the person doesn't have not being drawn by the Spirit and the Holy Spirit isn't working within them. Well, the Holy Spirit does come to convict, but if their heart is hard, the Holy Spirit's only going to do so much and not just pour truth into them that they don't want. It's like the old wineskins and the new ones. You can't put new wine in old wineskins. There has to be a transformation there, which means there has to be a heart that's transformed, which means they have to have a willing heart. So I was standing in the shade there talking on here, and I was standing in a spot somebody wanted to park in, so I kind of got distracted. But that's us out in the world, and hopefully the wind doesn't blow my words away. But anyway, I was just going to share, you know, while we're out on the streets, and like if Brother James is street preaching, and he's got a loud voice or maybe an amplifier or whatever, it's just a little one that lifts his voice up enough so that people can hear it, like across the street or something. And he could be talking about the love of God and people will be walking by. He could talk about the wrath of God and people will walk by. And if they don't want it, they're just going to keep going. They don't want to hear it. But then, on the other hand, those who do want to hear it, they'll be drawn by the Word of God, of the love of God. and the wrath of God. It doesn't matter what you're preaching or what you're saying. If somebody is drawn by the Word of God, they're going to come over to you. And we've seen it time and time again. People walking by, nobody wants to hear it. Be quiet. Go home. But then all of a sudden, somebody walks up and goes, I hear what you're saying. That is so awesome. I've been thinking about that for so long. You just said what has been bothering me lately. And I'm seeing through all the lies and the deception. And so it just goes to show you, if somebody's hungry or thirsty for the living water, they're going to come after it. So this is just a simple encouragement, sisters. Just keep sharing the gospel, share the truth, shine your light, and then turn it over to God and let Him deal with what the person does with it, what God does with it. It's not what we do or how we do it. As long as we're nice, we're kind, we're loving, we're gentle, depending on the situations and how it goes. And we need to have patience and just wait upon the Lord, because this is just our reasonable service to share the truth, let Him deal with it, and not get discouraged about it all. And there may be people who come after you, and that's kind of why I'm doing it, because we're so used to hearing it all the time, it just rolls off our back. People always blame the person sharing the message. But didn't our master say, no servant is greater than the master? They hated him, they're going to hate us. And it's all because of him, for his name's sake. It's not because they don't like you, per se. Because it could be your family that's loved you for years. I know this. My family loved me until I stood for the Word of God. Until I shared the truth with them, and they hated me. They still do hate me. Those that are still alive, some have died hating me and not wanting to see me. Why? Not because of me. They loved me when I was drinking, smoking, partying, swearing, wicked, wicked, vile, feminist woman. They loved me then. But as soon as I became a godly, holy saint, striving after the truth and sharing it with them because they were claiming to be Christians, they hated me. No matter how I did it, I wrote it in letters, I sent cards, I bought gifts. There were times I had to lift up my voice a little bit with them. It's an ambulance coming through. And then there were times where I've hugged people and asked them, you know, what is holding you from serving this living, wonderful God? You're claiming Christ. You need to repent. You're on your way to destruction. And with tears, I've pleaded with people. And guess what? It made no difference. If they're not being called by God, if their heart is hard and they can't hear it, it doesn't matter how you do it or what you do. It's all a work of the Lord. And just like I said, our reasonable service is to just keep being diligent workers, zealous of good works, thankful for what the Lord has done, content in the life that He's given us, working the ministry and those around us, and then give it all to Him. And then do it day after day, after day after day, until He brings us home. It's called losing your life. And following after Christ, we pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and keep going, being a worker and a servant for Him. All right, so anyway, sisters, hopefully that was edifying to you. I'm going to go back to the van, see what Brother James, if he's working on his teaching, he's got one going on. And then we'll see what the rest of the day brings. All right, thanks for coming along while I was taking a walk, just sharing some thoughts with you and some love. Hold fast, sisters. May God be praised.